Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 25th of April, recording at 8:52 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights of today's activity. We still have that short-term oversold condition in global stock markets, and most markets are a bit steady. Wall Street's closing out the day near the higher side of its range. I'll come back to that in a moment. I think it's only a technical rally, but more in a moment. Bond prices, government, these are long-dated government bond prices, also a bit steadyish, and that's helped stock markets in the last few days as well, particularly in terms of checking what was starting to become a somewhat panicky slide. And elsewhere, the US dollar a little bit firmer in here today, although not against the Japanese yen. And among the commodity markets, well, not a great deal of activity, although the grains and grain and bean complex was stronger here on reports that there was too much cold and particularly wet weather in many of the growing regions of the United States, and this was delaying plantings. Okay, let's get back to global stock markets. Now, I think you're probably familiar with my view, certainly if you've been listening to these audios, that the excellent two-year technical bull phase from March 2003 into March 2005, that rally overall is over, that excellent technical bull, and we're now in a danger period for global stock markets. As I've said before, discouraging or unpopular news for some investors, but remember, we get these periodic shakeouts. Some of them are quite significant. I think the risks on the downside way outweigh a scope on the upside here over the next few months. But the silver lining in all of that is that inevitably stock market sell-offs of significance are followed by some very good technical rallies. I would not be at all surprised that when the interest rate cycle shifts from sideways to hold during this period of some tightening of monetary conditions, which has reduced some of the liquidity that helped to push stock markets up so much over the previous 2 years, that when we next see a cycle of lower short-term interest rates, that stock markets will commence another meaningful rally in which we will all want to participate. In the meantime, it'll help to keep some powder dry, to coin a phrase, and not to get burned. My own personal strategy has been to lightly add to short positions since I returned from hospital, and I'm doing so lightly because of this short-term oversold condition, but I'd be quite pleased to see some of the European and US indices move a bit higher in here over the short term, allowing me new opportunities. My candidates among the US indices would be the S&P and the NASDAQ, where I've already got a short position. Both are up a bit here today, 10 on the S&P. NASDAQ Composite, it's the NASDAQ 100 that I short, but the NASDAQ Composite's up 17. Here's your gains, not that short of 1% on the day. The NASDAQ June future I see is up 9 on the day at 1440 and a half. And did I mention the Dow up 89, almost 90 points here as we're approaching the close? And it's been edging up in the last few minutes, not all that far from the highs of the day. So we could expect that to have some upside follow through in Asia tomorrow, and from most markets, and also in the European markets. But I maintain, as I say, this is just a technical rally correcting a short-term oversold condition. If I'm too pessimistic, then there's some very attractive positions, which I'm for the long term, certainly, which I'm happy to hold on, largely in the resources area, and also some Japanese positions, which I wouldn't mind lightening, including one, a sort of a duff trade in Japanese Nikkei index futures, and I would be most relieved to be able to lighten that on some further strength, which I'll probably see. Now, we will probably see. Now, moving on to government bonds, I maintain that the US treasuries are overextended up here, but they remain steady within this short-term upward trend. I did discover, as you might have noticed if you've had a chance to look at comment of the day, that one of my profit-taking orders, baby steps profit-taking orders in this ranging bond market, had been reached. Embarrassingly, that was just before I went away on that holiday, and I hadn't noticed it until I opened the old contract statements here today, trying to catch up with some of my paperwork that's built up over the last month or so. Now, that again, it was only one-fifth of the bond short position that I had, but I will watch closely in here, and if I see signs that this rally appears to be ending, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that at any day in here. It's already showing a little bit of a loss of upward momentum. I may well increase my short position in those treasury bonds, either hitting the June contract or, if it takes a number of days, go on to the September contract. Now, in the currency markets, again anticipating a little bit, I moved back in, picking up, or I should say, shorting the yen futures against the dollar, taking advantage of the yen's strength in here today, getting a bit better price than where I took my profits on that trade, again on return to the office last Wednesday. Now, I've only put in one-third of the prior position that I had, and the yen has continued to strengthen here a little bit. Currently 105.63, not a great deal from where I opened the other position, but if the yen remains strong, I'll add a little bit more, really on the basis that I've expected the dollar, well, my forecast has been that the dollar would range for most of this year. It's kind of in the middle of that range. We've seen some steadying in here today, and that any firmness in the dollar does create a strong headwind for some of my metal positions, particularly silver, and where I remain a very much a long-term bull. So I do hedge from time to time, and if I can make a few thousand doing that periodically while retaining my I feel very very attractive overall silver positions, then I'm really really quite happy. Okay, elsewhere, well, that's pretty much it in the currency. Say the dollar is a little bit firmer in here today, but very much range bound. And in the metal markets today, now we had a sell-off earlier on the dollar strength, but the selling pressure was not maintained. For instance, we're seeing gold right now in after hours trading at 434.80. That's pretty steady. Silver, reasonably steady, 727 on the May contract, which is about to expire. And palladium, June 202. So just generally firm. And copper had a shakeout here today. The US contract dipped quite sharply, but then picked right up again. And so copper closed only slightly down. That was typical of many of the industrial metals in here today after an earlier shakeout. Now, you know my view on this, a secular bull market for these metals, but the headwinds include the higher interest rates that we're seeing, the stronger US dollar, and prospects for slowing in GDP growth. Certainly, if we get a major slowdown over the next 12 to 18 months in China and/or the United States, and they're going to be linked, certainly a slowdown in the United States would contribute to a slowdown in China. That really would lead to additional profit taking in the metals sector prior to the next run on the upside. But you probably saw that all-important chart of the commodity indices from 1800. I won that excellent chart from the bank, or from BCA, the International Bank Credit Analyst, that I posted last week. I mean, really, I think that puts commodities very much in perspective, and they look extremely attractive in terms of medium to longer term potential. And supply and elasticity, that will remain probably my major investment theme for a good many years to go. And that's pretty much it, except we did see, I mentioned earlier on, we did see that rebound in the grains and beans complex, which still remains the one cheap asset category, and therefore it's of considerable interest to hedge funds and other speculative types. I've still got some of my corn, which had a good day in here. My strategy, though, will be, of course, be one of lightening on the rallies, continuing to lighten on the rallies, and picking these grains up on the setbacks. So that's it, folks. Have a splendid evening.